And a good morning and a welcome to another episode on the Mengezi Show right here on Radio Life and Style 88 FM. And it's a beautiful Wednesday, which means it's a beautiful Wednesday that I can have a beautiful crush to, because I'd love to call this a Woman Crush Wednesday. And I'm not doing this show alone today. Funny enough, I have a gorgeous lady with me who is a founder of a beautiful business, because you know today we will be celebrating incredible women across the North Coast who are taking action, chasing their dreams, and you know, building businesses and making a difference out here. And as you do remember, this week our theme again is just do it, because sometimes the biggest opportunities in our lives come from just stopping what you're doing and just doing it, and stop wasting time. And I think our guest today did exactly that. She's the founder of Air Hostings, a hospitality management company that manages over 30 properties across KwaZulu-Natal, Gauteng, and let's say internationally, because in Dubai too, you know, helping property owners maximize their short-term rentals and investment while creating a beautiful experience for, you know, the people that are going to these places. And who is this person? It is Makita Kumalo. How are you doing, Makita?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I am great. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling very calm.
Calm.
Like when I stepped into the space, it was just like serene and a lot of calmness. So I'm calm this morning.
Oh, okay.
How are you?
I am beautiful. I'm actually really excited to be speaking to such an incredible young woman. And it just makes me ask this question, like, who is Makita Kumalo?
Okay, first and foremost, Makita Kumalo is a child of God. So I am the Lord's daughter, first
beautiful.
And foremost. I come originally from Johannesburg, but Durban, KZN did raise me. So I've been here since I was 12. I was always a free-spirited little girl, a girl with a plan, always making a plan when there were no plans. And yeah, that's how I became who I am today.
Oh, interesting. A girl from Joburg who came here and made a plan and made it happen. So for someone who might not understand, of course, what does it mean to be a woman who's heading up Air Hostings? You know, so how did that come about?
Okay, so we all know the current state of unemployment in our country.
Yeah.
Right. And I matriculated. I did 2 years of varsity. But during that time, I thought, how can I stop making money for myself and stop relying on my mom to provide for me? You know, because I'm not getting any younger and my mom is not getting any younger either. So I applied for jobs. And obviously in South Africa, again, if you don't have any connections and you do not have the experience, getting a job is very limited.
Yeah.
I applied to over 40 jobs. Wow. I did not get any. In fact, I didn't land with any. And then I came across something called co-hosting.
Okay.
So basically, you can help owners manage their property and like earn 5%, 8%, or 10%. So I thought, wait, no one is currently at the time doing this that I know of. No one's offering the service. And if I'm getting an extra 8% of whatever the property is making, that's extra money coming into my pocket. So I took some master classes that were held in Joburg. I did it online. And I took about 4 months just to learn and you know, fill my brain with what is air hosting, what is Airbnb, what is hosting properties, what is the hospitality sector all about. And literally within that 4 months, I think towards the end of the fourth month, I got my first client.
Wow.
And he was all the way in Kempton Park. I was here in KZN. I was just doing admin work. And that's where I saw the gap to leverage.
Wow.
And ever since, that's how we got where we are today. That was all with the thought of, you know, I'm unemployed right now.
Yeah.
I need to get a job and no one's going to give me this job. Unfortunately, I've got to put my socks on. I got to step up and create job opportunity for myself.
100%. And I think you just did it, right? You just did it. And now you're taking what? First class planes around the world. Is that what's happening now?
Not around the world. I mean, I've been to Dubai. That was my first international trip.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But I plan to travel, God willing, more and more come this year, next year, and obviously more years to come.
Okay. While we're at it, let's let Lady Zomar take us on a first class with first class, eh?
Keep my phone face up, cause maybe then you'll call me. Tell myself it's sweet the way you just come and go. But I hate the echo of my voice when I'm alone. Rather tell you lies than to ever let you go. You are always the one, and I'm still holding on, hoping that you see me.
The heartbeat of Belita. 88 FM.
88 FM. Think Belito. Think 88 FM. FM.
So the time is 25 minutes past 9 o'clock and you are listening to Radio Life and Style 88 FM. And we are having a conversation with the founder of Air Hostings, Makita Khumalo. And Makita, you were a person that did go to the UAE. Please do tell me about that experience. How did you get there? What was the purpose of you actually going there, you know?
It started last year.
Okay.
I had this vision to expand the business, but not within Africa as per se. I wanted to go much more international, like to Europe side, maybe Switzerland. And then I came across Dubai. Now, when you mention Dubai, people are like, oh my goodness, Dubai, the Burj Khalifa.
Yeah.
It's such a tourist attraction area.
Yes.
So when I ran the numbers with my business partner at the time, it made a lot of financial sense to branch into the Airbnbs within the UAE.
Okay.
It made so much of, as a South African also, it made a lot of sense to invest in that aspect.
Okay.
So I thought about it in March last year. I then obviously planned myself, okay, in August, I'm going to then take a flight by myself. I'm going to experience the UAE. I'm going to see how the market is in real estate.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go for it.
Okay.
Now, I just told you that right now. I saw your face. You're like, damn, you did that by yourself.
By yourself. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I didn't feel like that because when you have a goal and you want to achieve that goal,
yeah,
you don't really look at the odds all around you. Look at what is set in front of you, and I'm so grateful to God for that because he was with me throughout that whole time. So I initially went there from August. I came back in October, so I was there for about
so that was your first international trip
for 3 months.
Wow.
And I had a ball.
Ooh.
Let me tell you, besides the heat, it's like 40 degrees.
Yeah.
But besides that, everyone is there on the same mindset. And that is obviously bettering themselves.
Yes.
You know, people are working at 3 a.m. on construction. I was so amazed. Wow. I was shocked by that.
So the work ethic is like insane there.
Insane.
Yeah.
Because it's like construction will go on. You have night shift in construction. Yeah. By the time you go to sleep, construction is happening. When you wake up, construction is happening.
Wow.
You know, people are going to work at weird hours, but it's because we all have one goal. We're trying to get to a step closer to our dreams.
Yeah.
So I was there for 3 months. Obviously, I was looking at the type of areas that I would want to invest in or where I would see Air Hostings operating. So
yeah,
it was like Marina Bay. There was Business Bay, which was my favorite. And I went there and got what I was looking for.
Okay.
And then I then came back to South Africa. And, you know, from August to Jan, I was pondering if I should move to the UAE. And then that's where the decision came that I should pack my stuff away this year.
So you officially moved this year to the UAE?
Yes, I did.
Okay. When was this?
This was around Feb.
Around Feb.
Yeah.
Okay. So you moved to the UAE in Feb. And how long did you stay there for? Because you're here in South Africa now.
Okay. So I was there for about 3 weeks.
For 3 weeks?
Yes. So imagine.
Okay.
Put yourself in my shoes.
All right.
Packed my life away. Sold my things.
Everything.
At a farewell.
Gone.
We had like 120 people at this farewell.
So this is everyone saying goodbye.
You know, they'll see in the next 2 years.
Okay.
People are crying.
Oh my word.
For me to come back after 3 weeks.
Why are you coming back after 3 weeks? You have planned this. You went there for 3 months. You've experienced your UAE. I think you'll probably love this place. What made you want to come back?
So, besides missing Pap and Borovos, there was a missile outbreak that happened during the war between the US and Iran and all the other
So
countries.
You got caught in the crossfire?
Unfortunately.
Oh, no.
So initially, when the first missile hit in Dubai, the debris from that hit the building next to mine.
Sure.
So obviously, at that time, I'm like, whoa. Okay, I'm prepared for a lot of things, but for a war? My Zulus are not here standing with me. There's no one to back me up.
No one's here.
I don't know what to do in a state of panic. Do you
100%.
Know what I mean? Because we get these alerts on our phones that even if your phone is dead, it will alert that there are missile threats. Please be cautious. Mm. Hide under a table or get away from doors and windows.
Mm.
So when the first missile hit, look, I didn't look at it as, okay, we're about to have World War III.
Okay.
I didn't think of that because I wanted to be positive.
And
I
this missile arrived. Hits the hotel you were staying in?
Next to that.
Next to it, okay.
Yeah, so the debris from that.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, don't get me wrong. The UAE government had protected its citizens and everyone living there to the best of their
ability. Yeah.
Life was still normal. Okay, fine. Missiles are going through the skies. People are still swimming. People are still booking out villas. People are still going to the beach.
Mm.
Life didn't necessarily change.
Okay.
But everyone in South Africa saw thousands of things that we weren't seeing.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
So obviously that now put stress onto
my Would you
thoughts.
Say that's misinformation or did that actually happen?
To an extent.
Okay.
Look, in different parts of the UAE.
Yeah.
But where I was situated, it was not that bad.
Mm.
To the point that I had to pack my bags and come.
Oof.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So with all of this happening, like it took you back to a point of, you know, now you have to go back home, I believe, right?
Yes, because it did impact business as well. I mean, on the day that we were supposed to do handover for our two new properties was the day that we had the first attack.
Oh, no.
And the owners were like, no, guys, this is a start to a World War III. We cannot invest our property in such things. We're out.
So you had a lot of investors pulling out at that point.
Yes.
Wow.
And you must know, I was still like on a South African salary, which is little to nothing.
Mm.
I was about to start making some dirhams from that day.
Mm.
But the missiles and Iran just said no.
So how did this all affect you? You know, like as someone who had set themselves up to knowing that you're now going there, you're about to make real, real big money in the UAE. You're living in Dubai. You're living the highest life in the highest skyscrapers. And now for you to actually come back, how did that affect you?
Okay, so for me, right, going to Dubai wasn't just for my success.
Mm.
Because I come of a place of being unemployed.
Yeah.
Growing in the company and growing and expanding the business means I can create more job opportunity for my youth.
Yeah.
So that was my goal entirely being there.
Mm.
How can I create jobs for people that are currently in Dubai? How do I get people from South Africa to Dubai as
okay.
well? You know, so that was my main type of thing.
You wanted to open up doors.
Yes, 100%. And that's what I believe in. Impact is so important.
Mm.
You know, as much as I was in Dubai, there's a lot of stuff that people think, oh, okay, it's fine. Kira's in Dubai. She's living life. There were some days that I didn't even eat food because I'm trying to save my funds to now get home.
Mm.
Because you must know when they started bombing the airport, flights were limited.
Oh, no.
So a flight that you could get ranging from about 8K is now like up to 20K, just one way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So in all aspects, not just financially, mentally, it took such a big toll on me.
Mm.
But I had to make that decision that if this is going to continue and I even applied for jobs in the UAE.
Wow.
I went for job interviews and everything. But because they were also retrenching people at what is currently happening, it was a mess, you know?
So would you say this is perhaps your biggest setback in business so far?
No.
No?
Not at all.
It's nothing close to it?
Nope.
It has
affected my mental health, yes. But my hustle and grind, never.
Ah, you know, and the hustle and grind keeps moving. And this kind of reminds me of Journey. Don't stop believing, because I think you kept on believing in your dream, and you just kept at it all the time, right?
100%.
Man, that's a, what a beautiful story. While we listen to Journey, Don't Stop Believing, right here on Radio Life and Style, 88 FM.
You're listening to 88 FM.
And the time is about 21 minutes till 10 o'clock, and you are listening to Radio Life and Style, 88 FM. And today we are in conversation with an empowering woman, Makeda Khumalo. And today we're actually talking about how, as a woman, you're able to, of course, push your own business and put yourself and elevate yourself and changing your own circumstances. And it actually also touches back on the theme of this week, Just Do It. And Makeda, today Air Hostings manages over, what, 30 properties across KZN, across South Africa, and across the world. What does the business look like today compared to where you started?
Okay. Well, today I'm blessed enough to say that I cannot do this business now without my staff.
Mm.
And my staff is what is carrying Air Hostings and continuing putting that flag high.
Mm.
Also, my God, because he is so good.
Yeah.
But before, I was doing everything myself. When I started with, I think, the two here in KZN, I was the one doing the cleaning. So after each guest, I would personally go in and I would clean after the guest. I'll set up. And then I'd still do management and everything. And I kind of miss those days because even till this day, as much as I have a team running things, I am heavily involved.
Mm.
Because someone told me that in business, the business owner cannot stop running the business or cannot stop being involved.
Yeah.
So I feel like because I have such a passion for it, I have to involve myself always.
Yeah.
You know, but the only difference is now that I have a team doing much more of the work than I would usually have done it.
Yeah. So you know, hospitality kind of sometimes looks glamorous. You know, you're living in these beautiful properties and, you know, from the outside, let me put it like that. And what is the hardest part of, you know, running this type of business? Like guests never see as an example, you know?
Okay. So, you know, when people book into Airbnbs, they obviously have a standard that I'm paying value for where I'm staying. So obviously every management company needs to keep up to that standard. Okay. But then you do get some clients that obviously they don't treat your spaces like they would treat their homes.
Mm.
So they would steal things.
Yeah.
They would destroy things. And I think what they don't realize is that, okay, if my cleaner is cleaning 5 minutes just a bit over time, maybe we had an issue with the current guest.
Yeah.
You know, and hence we're 5 minutes late, you know. And some clients, they will then hash it out on, you know, us and whatever. But that is part of the job. And as much as things seem glamorous on the outside, behind closed doors, we deal with a lot. Especially with clients, you know. You get happy clients in anything in life, in any business in life. You get your happy clients, you get your good clients, you get your bad clients.
True.
Yet again, with the bad experiences of your clients, how are you still dealing with them at the time?
Mm.
Customer service is very, very important as well.
Beautiful. And that goes back to employing the people that would represent your brand.
Yes,
at best 100%. Ability. And I'm sure you also employ and train other women too, right?
100%.
Mm. And there's an opportunity to learn more from Air Hostings. Is that
the
case?
Yes, 100%. So what we also did was, for the past 3 years, we were also teaching people how to create a business similar to this.
Okay.
You know,
a bit of a masterclass, I'd say.
Yes.
Okay.
Because obviously unemployment, guys, it's the hardest thing that we struggle with.
Yeah.
We were just teaching people like, okay, if you would want to start a hospitality type of business, these are kind of the ways you can go into it.
Mm.
So we did do that. We are taking a pause at it, you know, until September. But that obviously is on the table for people who do want to.
100%. And here's the next question. We're going towards the end of the show, unfortunately. But like, where do you see Air Hostings next? Where do you want to see it go?
Okay. That's a very... I want us to try again.
Try again.
Taking over the UAE.
Mm.
Taking over internationally in other... Morocco is also one of the places that I want to branch out in.
Okay.
And also having a bigger client and database here in South Africa. I want it to grow to the point where I have at least over 200 staff.
Mm.
Because as much as I can't I can't do much by changing the unemployment, but if I can contribute to that 0.00000001%,
yeah,
I'm doing something right.
Beautiful, beautiful. And just as a closing, Makeda, if there's a woman listening today who may feel like, you know, she's sitting in the middle of, you know, rubber and she feels a bit failed. What maybe could you kind of give her as an encouragement? You know, maybe you could try your business. Maybe you can build your career. Maybe you can build your dream life that you are looking for. What is that message that you'd like to share?
First and foremost, give everything to God. Mm. You know, as much as we have plans, God has better plans for us. So submit everything. Make sure your foundation of what you want to do, what you want to get into is built on God's foundation. And then think, if you don't take that step to achieve what you wanted to achieve today, someone else is going to take that step and yeah. do it and be way ahead of you. So if you don't do it, somebody else is going to do it. Mm. And always keep that in your mind that it starts with you.
Mm.
I'm not responsible for your future.
True.
You're not responsible for my future. I'm responsible for my own future.
Mm.
And how will I do that? By obviously taking that step and moving forward.
Beautiful. Beautiful. It all starts with you.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, just do it. That's it. Makeda, thank you so much for joining us here on Women Crush Wednesday on the Mengezi Show. And as we all know, all good things do come to an end. Your story is powerful, Makeda. It reminds me that, you know, life doesn't just follow a plan. You know, it's something that your dream is never over until you take action about it. And one thing I'd say you showed is that, you know, starting again is always a beautiful thing.
100%.
And continue starting again and continue building what you have created, because I'm sure you're inspiring many women out there. What?
Okay, thank you. And I just want to say, Mengezi, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
We go a long way from school days, and to see you here in front of me, amazing. I'm proud of you, and may God bless you abundantly.
My name is Mengezi, and this is Makeda, and we're on top of the world. And we're signing out right here.
Bye.
And Radio Life and Style 88 FM.